Sports.com. Good morning, Kate Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, indeed. It's time for Community Conversations number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And who do you have next to you, Kate?
We've got folks from the Charles City VFW in today to talk about Army Day 2024. And the goings on that is going to happen at the VFW. You guys introduce yourselves, and then we'll talk about what Army Day is all about.
Denny Hall, commander of the VFW here in Charles City.
And Phil Knighton, quartermaster of VFW Charles City.
Okay. Who of the both of you want to talk about what Army Day is all about?
I think we'll let Denny take that since he's Army.
Well, Army Day, it was the Continental Army, and it was formed to fight the American Revolution, and then it transformed to replace the United States Army, was transformed into the U.S. Army, which replaced the disbanded Continental Army, and that was 1784.
Okay. So this is something that is celebrated, I'm assuming, every year?
That's correct. Yes,
okay.
It is.
So, Philip, tell us what we can expect. This is Saturday, April 6th. You've got some fun things going on at the VFW.
Well, we sure do. 5 o'clock, we're going to have a meal, free will donation. The meal consists of a pork loin sandwich with baked beans and a bag of chips. We have various drinks available, so you can choose whatever you'd like to that way. And then starting at 6:30 p.m., we have a band called Golden Country Band. They're going to come play some selections for us. They're going to play from 6:30 to 9:30. The show and everything else is open up to the public, so come on out and join us. There's no cover charge.
Okay. You know, there are probably a lot of people who aren't sure about the VFW. Is it open to the public? Do you have to be a member of the military? How does that all work?
The VFW is open to the public, and you do not have to be a military member to come in. Like I said, we're just open to the public. We work to get new members. We love to get them in there. It keeps us going strong. But yeah, we are open to the public. Okay. You know, feel free to come up.
All right. So the event, Army Day 2024, April 6th, which is this Saturday, beginning at 5:30 p.m. with a meal. 6:30 is the music.
Yes,
that is correct.
I might add that this does coincide with Chick Fest this weekend.
Yes, it does.
Perfect.
And
what
amazing.
A nice ending to the event.
Yes. And I was just going to say, I take part in some of these meals at the VFW, and they are absolutely fantastic. I mean, if you're looking for good food, this would be the place to go. Pork sandwich meal, nonetheless, coming up on Saturday. Anything else that you'd like to share?
Well, just in observance of Army Day, if you're interested in what you should do, maybe wear colors of the Army. If you have friends that are in the military, specifically the Army, contact them and congratulate them about Army Day and share facts about the Army. Got five quick ones I want to share. It's a huge population. If the Army was a city, it'd have over 1 million people, and it'd be the 10th largest in the U.S. The land that the Army owns, when combined, would be larger than Hawaii and Massachusetts. Deborah Sampson was the first woman to enlist in the Army in 1781 when she posed as a man. There are 8 U.S. Army bases in Germany, and hundreds of dogs in the U.S. Army are NCOs, or non-commissioned officers. So, a few fun facts about the Army.
Even though I did not know
any of
that.
Yes, I did not know that either.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Again, April 6th, this Saturday evening, pork sandwich meal at 5 p.m. Music to celebrate Army Day will start at 6:30 p.m. at the Charles City VFW. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. It is 8:30. That's Community Conversations, brought to you once again by Floyd County Medical Center. 34 degrees downtown Charles City, and it's a beautiful morning somewhere. Here's Rascals.